Welcome to episode 16 of Call to Auction. This is Euripides from formerly WoW.com, now WoW.joystick.com's Gold Cap, OTPS, and the Hunting Party podcast.
And hey, this is Marco laughing at the fact that Euripides has to say more now for a site name.
Only once.
The Prot Warrior Gladiator, Gold Blogger at justmy2copper.org, and podcaster at Castaclysm, well, if we can get an episode together, and of course, Call to Auction.
This is Big Jim, also Prot Warrior freaking blogger, Prot Warrior Tank, former Endgame Rating Guild officer, and one of two writers at phase3profit.net, phase3profit.net.
Yep.
Okay, and, guys.
Well, before we go any further, you might notice that Jim's voice sounds a little different today. That's because he doesn't have a fan on, and Skype is no longer it's filtering out the sound of the fan.
Oh, so stop.
It's true. Right.
He's the newbie. You got to give him a break.
It was warm in Shea Big Jim.
I totally understand.
Email us, guys, at calltoauction@gmail.com. That's calltoauction@gmail.com. With tips, questions, we'll try to get into it during the show. Will you answer the call?
Also, we're on iTunes, and we love reviews. So search for Call to Auction on iTunes, and you can see other reviews and disagree with them vehemently and leave your own.
Yeah, 5 stars, please, only.
Or whatever. I don't really care.
Yes, I mean, it breaks my day. If I don't see a 5-star every day, I cry. So don't make Marco cry.
Don't make Marco cry. That should be on a t-shirt. I know. I can think of at least 3 people I would send that to for free. Okay.
Me being one of them.
So let's talk about the news. I realize we've been doing a pretty bad job at keeping the news or talking about the news. We've got 3 items today, and the first one is new. So that's in our defense, this one shouldn't have happened any earlier, but some of the other ones we should have gotten to already. Currency exchange rates for Cataclysm have been announced.
Yay.
So we're not going to really go into this too deeply.
No.
But in Cataclysm, basically, gold's going to stay, but that is the only currency system that is going to remain, that's going to transition from the old world to the cataclysmic world. So your eras of badges and honor points are gone. There's going to be 4 kinds of – this is pretty old news. There's going to be 4 kinds of points: justice, valor, honor, and conquest points. And they're going to be for the harder stuff and the easier stuff in PvE and PvP.
Yeah, but that's basically what they had going at already. It's just that they called it different things every time they released a new patch.
Yeah, functionally, it's the same. It's all points instead of being badges and points. But the interesting thing is that all of the old currencies, the current badges, your Wintergrass marks, shards, even your badges of justice from TBC content, they're all going to be converted to one of the then-current Cataclysm currencies. So you're going to get gold, or you're going to get valor points or honor points or conquest points or whatever. Everything's going to be updated.
Yeah, yep. What they're going to do is they're going to provide a soft cap at first to allow us to accrue some of these justice points, maybe more than we're allowed to have when Cataclysm goes live. And then when it does go live, they'll enforce a hard cap. So at first you'll be able to really stockpile a lot, and then they'll be like, okay, and this is the amount we're going to say is the limit. Yeah. I don't think they're 100% sure on it yet, but they're saying about 4K.
And the way it works is that you can have the whatever amount you've earned from all the other expansions, but when that puts you over the limit, you're not going to be able to earn any more until you spend it, which is great. It means you hit level 85 and you go and get some great pieces of gear without having to do anything for them.
Yeah, which will probably hurt crafting professions a little bit because, you know, like in the beginning of the expansion, you have all this great gear people can craft usually right off the bat. And I know they're putting an emphasis on that, but later down the line, alts and things who didn't have characters already ready to go will be able to benefit from the crafted goods.
And importantly, if this is news to you, go to MMO Champion, and they have the list data mined with all the values that you'll be getting.
The only one question that I have for people who may not know is this going to happen in 4.0 or in Cataclysm?
4.0 will be the soft cap. Where you're allowed to accrue more than 4K, and then Cataclysm when they're going to put the hammer down. And I'm not sure what the point of that is.
No, I'm not sure about that, because the way I've heard it,
I think you're going to be able to spend it. I think this is what's going to happen. They're going to change it to justice points, as I understand it. All the items in the game currently are going to convert to justice points. Like, you can buy them with justice points. And so you'll be able to get more than 4K for that reason. Because you're going to have all this crap in your bags that's suddenly going to become justice points. So why penalize people who have 1,000 badges? You know, so now you're going to be able to spend it all if you want. But then as soon as Cataclysm hits, you're only allowed to have 4,000 points.
I thought that they were making it so that you would have this soft cap until after, like until you hit level 85. But you're saying this is going to be spendable on ICC level Wrath of the Lich King goods.
That's how I understood it. I mean, I could have been wrong. I've been wrong many times in the past. but guys, if you want to be absolutely sure, do some digging into these various websites that are pumping out the news right now, because it changes every day. You know, by the time you hear this, could be different.
I think the answer is that Marco's probably right. I haven't heard definitively one way or the other, but I think that that's what seems to make the most sense. That's what looks like is going to happen, but I don't think we're certain at this point.
Fair enough.
All right, I want to bring something up, though.
Sure.
Going off this. Now, odds are people are going to start saving their points now instead of buying, to a certain extent, instead of buying gems and stuff and rune orbs and whatnot. That will probably affect the gem market. I know it's been hurting a lot recently, but this coupled with another change when 4.0 goes live, I think is going to make a lot of jewel crafters happy. What they're doing is they're taking away armor pen, and all your armor pens are going to become crit gems. Now, most people who have armor pen in their sockets don't want crit. They've already got enough of it, and they're aiming for damage stats instead. So I believe agility, mainly strength for warriors, and haste are going to sell like crazy. I mean, think about it. The day this goes live, on my warrior at least, I'm going to go buy 8 full cardinal rubies.
Yeah. I seem to remember hearing you couldn't gem core stats.
Wait, what?
No,
I'm talking about when 4.0 goes live.
Yeah, I'm talking about in 4.0. I thought that armor pen was getting changed, but in addition, they didn't want people, because I know for hunters, and you know that's how I just think in terms of hunters, is ability is basically the only stat we'll ever need, except that we can't just gem it all. Because like right now the way it's built, every time they give us a choice of any two stats, we'll always take agility, always, because it's way, way, way better than anything else we can get by an order of magnitude. It's better than weapon damage.
That's going to go live before Cataclysm?
That's what I thought. Otherwise, I thought in 4.1, I thought if they were changing, I thought at the time that they change armor pen, they would make it so that you could no longer just go back and gem agility as a hunter.
I didn't now, hear that.
Where I heard that, and don't hold me to this. I guess the only way to know is to go check out the PTR, which I don't have the bandwidth for because of all these bloody podcasts. So that's it. I guess one of you guys are going to have to go download the PTR and see if you can gem strength.
Well, I thought you are going to be able to gem strength in the expansion. I had not heard that. I know that they're changing things. Like, for instance, strength might become a blue gem instead of a red gem in order to spread things out.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I'm way off base on this.
Euripides, are you confusing reforging with gemming?
No, at least I didn't think I was, but you know what? I'm going to go do some more research before I make any more idiotic statements in case I really am wrong.
I think it happens
all the time, by the way.
Core stats.
Okay. All
right.
Well, I'm talking Wrath of Lich King gems. Odds are they're not going to make these changes to Wrath of Lich King gems.
Yeah.
So,
but they are taking
armor. I'm sure they'll change Cataclysm, though.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out. And for the meantime, you're absolutely right. There's going to be a huge spike in jewel crafting business, no matter what it looks like, just because of that. And one thing I'd like to note, and Marco was complaining about this before the show, right now everybody's dumping. Demand is down. The prices are way down. I don't know about you guys, but I have seen just an absolute huge drop in the price of anything that goes through a raid or a PvPer.
I was not complaining.
Well, you were commenting.
I was excited.
You were excited? Wait, do you see this as a buying opportunity?
Yes! People still buy Arctic Furs. People still buy Arctic Furs, and it doesn't matter that Boring Leather is 6 gold a stack. They'll still buy Arctic Fur for 50 gold.
They will now, but what are they going to do when Cataclysm comes out, other than people leveling?
Let me clarify. I am all for buying up a handful of stuff right now and selling it that day, the next day. I am not for stockpiling right now. My stores are constantly getting emptied. Like I'm always running out of mats. I'm buying everything I need, and I'm no longer buying like above and beyond what I need. I used to buy everything, and
well,
if
that's
anyone's
the temptation.
When you're in a more steady system, when things aren't changing constantly like they are now, it works really well to buy up everything you can that's below your profit margin. So like if I can buy Serenite ore for 15 gold a stack and make a ton of money off it, I'm going to buy all the Serenite ore because that keeps the price higher and it gives me a healthy amount of goods to turn into crafted stuff.
Sure.
But right now, you do that, next week you could get stuck with it all. So it's just not worth it.
Well, yeah. It depends, though. I mean, in the case of Serenite, Arctic Fur is not going to retain its value in the way that Serenite will, for reasons that are probably beyond the scope of this sidebar.
Well, we did talk about that last week.
Yeah, and that episode, by the way, is on the server. I just have to go and post it on the site.
Shh, it's okay.
I like the fact that you whispered that. That made that.
All right, they won't know.
If you guys are finished, let's move on to the next topic. Are you?
Oh, I'll never stop talking, but it's a good idea to move on.
Wait, I have to interject.
I was going to say, I think I might have interrupted Jim here.
I'm going to change the subject.
Marco,
drum roll, please. One for one with the Book of Glyph of Turtle this week. One time into Zul'Gurub, killed Gazrilla and said, oh, look at that. He does drop the book.
Yeah, so, yeah. I've heard that everybody, I think they may have increased the drop rate like to 100%.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding right now? Well, I'm just going by, I haven't gone in there myself, but I'm just going by trade chat. So
trade chat never lies.
Look at you today. What are you doing today?
I don't know, man.
Your sources are trade chat.
I'm not even phoning it in at this point. I'm not even
teletyping it in.
Who are you? Are you Euripides? I don't. Where is my cynical co-host? Where?
Oh,
with
he's,
all his facts.
He's buried somewhere under
in
a pile of emails. But
that'll. So yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
We'll do it again.
Well, you know what though?
Did we explain to them why you should be getting polymorph?
Okay, I'm going to do this part because I think I have something to add to it. Polymorph turtle looks like it might be taken out of the game in Cataclysm because when the dungeon that drops it disappears, obviously the only known drop source will disappear. Now, I'm firmly of the opinion that while Blizzard likes introducing older, you know, vanity stuff that's kind of not really game-changing at all if you don't have it, but it's kind of like being able to say, yeah, I was there when this was possible. Kind of like people who have, I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but people who go and do like old stuff that's not really possible anymore, like opening the AQ gates or whatever. So
the Zul'Aman Bear.
There you go.
Mulgrain Sword.
Yeah, all this stuff. So, I'm firmly of the opinion that this is a possibility, but I was not willing to spend any amount of money to test it because there's always a possibility that Blizzard could just make the mage trainer have Polymorph and Polymorph Turtle right next to each other. And I was perfectly willing to buy Polymorph Turtle at a very low cost if I found it and then sell it to somebody else who's gambling on a high turnaround.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you took an economic risk in WoW?
Risk?
Yes. When did you take a big risk in WoW?
I'd say the last time I did that was when I was under 50,000 gold. And I still thought that that being a good auctioneer meant controlling markets. So I went like crazy and bought all the infinite dust in the game. And I'm just like, I can do this. I can do this. I couldn't do it. I ended up not losing my pants. I just lost about 8 hours of work.
Tell you what, if you get your turtle and you go buy it, and if you can't sell it, I'll give you 10,000 gold on the character on Onyxia, and you can play with them. So it's not even a risk. You just get the damn turtle.
No, I bought it off trade chat. Some guy was selling it for ridiculously cheap, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. He's like, how much
you can't even take a risk.
No, I didn't. I'm not, because I'm selling it to somebody else who's taking a risk. I bought it for dirt cheap, and I'm going to turn around and sell it for like 8,000 gold to some guy who thinks it's going to be priceless in the next expansion.
Euripides is the Lehman Brothers of WoW.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that, because he's going to hit a million doing that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I just want to interject that I wasn't really farming. I'm trying to just knock out this old grow up rep. It's an easy thing to solo, and I kind of like the instance. So I don't think I would have done it if I hadn't been in there anyways.
Did you sell any bayous or anything like that?
No, I'm still using them because I'm worried that they're going to drop 4.0 like tomorrow, and then I'll be SOL for the rep. You know what I mean?
Ah, but what if you sell them to people? How much do you think those are going for?
They're going for – I know that the Hikari Bijus are going for – the coins are about a gold or two each, and the Bijus are going for 5 or 6 gold. Yeah. So if I needed gold, that would be an obvious way to do it. But I really don't know if the demand's there. Like I'm kind of skeptical.
No, it is. I've seen level 77s today who don't have a guild and who only have a very small circle of friends asking in trade. They're the kind of people that I never ever see asking in trade. They're asking in trade for these things, and they're just like, I can't afford the price on the auction house. It's ridiculous. Why did these go up so much? I just want to get my rep before the dungeon is taken out of the game.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
So we're going to sell to the biggest losers.
No, they're not losers. They're your average.
No, the way you said these people with this small circle of friends.
No,
level 77s. They're not even 80.
No, that's
not. Don't worry about it.
No, I meant a specific level 77 without a guild tag, who specifically mentioned a few other people that I know of who are, you know, you see them around in pubs, and they're not hardcore by any means, and they don't play a lot, and that's, you know, I didn't mean that to come out like I was making a judgment or anything.
That's okay.
That sounds to me like you just described, you know, Tom Merritt. That's basically, you know, like somebody with a day job who plays WoW for fun. Imagine that.
Waste of time.
Speaking of which, we've been spending a lot of time talking about Polymorph Turtle. I really want to talk about the glyphs.
Okay.
Let's go.
Segue. Okay. The new glyph system is something we promised to talk about and totally forgot about and left it off the notes until today. Why are we talking about the new glyph system when the new, for example, stat system doesn't seem to affect us very much? Because the new glyph system directly affects the one biggest topic that every single person in the auction house likes to talk about, selling glyphs. So do one of you guys want to go ahead and explain this, or explain the new system in Cataclysm and 4.0?
1, 2, 3, not it.
No, I said not it. I said it in my head.
You got to say it out loud.
I'm touching my nose. It's yours, Marco.
I'm licking my nose and touching it.
It's so dirty.
too much information.
No, the only thing I know of that's new for the glyph system, well, two things, is you're going to be able to exchange your glyphs kind of like a spell book. In fact, I think it's in the spell book. There's a catch. In order to make it so scribes have something to sell besides glyphs to people who want glyphs, there's going to be like this dust that you have to use in order to change your glyphs out. So let's say I have Glyph of Rend and Glyph of Hamstring, and I want to change them because I don't have one of them in my current spec setup. I have to use this magic dust, but I've already bought both glyphs and changed my Rend to Hamstring, and I just do it like that with the dust. Originally, like a month ago, there was no such thing as dust. You just learn all the glyphs, and you can change them anytime you want. Now we're going to have this cheap dust. I don't know how much it's going to go for. It's probably going to be like a gold or two. And that's gonna be one of the money makers for scribes.
More importantly than how much the dust is gonna sell, the important fact is that it's only one product. So somebody who wants to make money off of people reglyphing, which is a huge money maker in Wrath of the Lich King, now has one product, and every single other scribe on the server who wants to make money off that same market has to compete with them on that one product.
It's gonna be like infinite dust is today.
Yeah, like, there's going to be no differentiating between two scribes based on who has better add-ons. There's going to be no...
It's going to be like it is today with Infinite Dust, in that you have pages and pages of singles, and then you have a couple of pages of cheaper stacks of 20.
Right, but the key here is that it's not, you know, it's 300 separate types of items that take 300 slots in your inventory and take a special add-on written especially for them in order to manage. In this situation, anybody who wants to make money can go and buy the mats or make the mats or farm the mats and turn it into dust and put it on the auction house, and they're earning money off of the same thing that was the auction house bread and butter.
You still have to buy glyphs, though, right?
You only have to buy them once.
You have to buy them once.
Yeah, so but you can still sell glyphs to people. I mean, people are going to want to buy all the glyphs with a new character or the current character's 85.
Okay, so all the glyphs that they have, the glyphs that they have in right now are going to change. And they're going to be getting an extra set of glyphs. Right now, the ones that they have as their primary glyphs are going to be called basically primary. I forget what the actual term is. Their secondary glyphs are going to continue to be calling their minor glyphs or whatever. And there's going to be a third tier kind of in between that don't exist in the game yet. All the glyphs that are currently in existence are going to be changed, typically, to fit the new abilities. You know, obviously, glyph of hunter, glyph of, I forget what it was. There's something for hunters that just totally disappeared, and there's a glyph that still references it. So, obviously, stuff like that's going to change.
Viper.
Yeah, that was it. Aspect of the Viper. Thank you. It's been a long day.
Marco's a lead hunter.
Yeah.
Third-derp.
Auto shot, AFK. So my point is, after that, yes, absolutely. Everybody's going to go and buy one of every glyph once on per character. Every account has 10 characters. Assuming your average person gets two or three of those to max level, that's two or three times that they're going to go and buy max out every glyph that they can buy. That's not going to sustain the number of scribes that read on blogs that inscription selling glyphs is a way to make money.
Yeah, things will change. Things will move around. We'll see what happens. To note, though, there's going to be a new type of ink and a new type of snowfall ink.
Of course. For the new type of herbs.
It's not a surprise.
Well, here's the thing, though. You will not be able to get your Ink of the Sea into anything anymore. So you want to change your Ink of the Sea into all the other inks prior to 4.0 if you want.
Oh, that's
to
good advice. I had been changing them into armor vellums and weapon vellums.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you're thinking, oh, I have 4,000 Ink of the Sea, I'm covered. The day 4.0 hits, you just have Ink of the Sea. You don't have any of the other ones. You can't change them down.
Yeah, so that brings the number of glyphs that you can manufacture down to like 10% of the glyphs in game.
Yeah, at least the ones that are purchased.
I think I want to go back to that talk about the new dust for inscription, though, because I don't think the comparison to infinite dust, I think, is accurate, but you're overlooking the demand pressure on infinite dust, which was enormous because of the number of item slots that you had to use infinite dust to enchant. If you're talking, I mean, how often do you really change your glyphs? I mean, if I'm enchanting my chest, my head, you know, if I'm an enchanter, my rings, my legs, the whole thing, there is just way more demand pressure on infinite dust than there ever will be on glyph dust, like this glyph dust.
That's true.
Here's two things. First off, how many times do you think you're going to change that spec, change your glyphs around? The first few months of Cataclysm, when you're learning your new character, everyone's got a new character. Everyone's got a new set of talents. There is no, this is the best set of talents. Everyone's going to want to try all these different things. And the second thing to consider, if this is cheap, if this dust stays at like 1 to 3 gold, people aren't going to care. They'll change it 3 or 4 times a day. They don't care. Just try a new thing out. Have an AoE spec. Look, instead of having to pay for a whole new respec, I can just change my glyphs around. It's just as good. I mean, there's ways you can spin this that it could be a really nice thing, or you could be correct. You know, we really don't know.
Yeah. Well, the way I see it, it depends on how good of a job Blizzard makes equalizing the glyphs. Like right now, as a hunter, as in marks, there's only, you know, there's a best, better, okay, bad, and it's just there's no glyph that occupies two different there's no two glyphs that share the same category. You know, so there's really no contention for my spots. There's very few situations where I think, oh boy, wouldn't it be nice to have the ability to switch up my glyphs without having to carry a stack on me at all times. You know, and unless Blizzard changes that, I suspect that the natural long-term overall demand is going to be a little bit lower than Infinite Dust, or its equivalent, just because Infinite Dust, he's right. There's more supply, but there's more demand, but there is more supply, and I'm pretty sure the volume of market for this dust is going to be a lot smaller than the volume of enchanting mats, although it'll be comparable to the volume of glyph sales currently.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. It's going to be from the same stuff that you make glyphs out of, most likely. So it has to have some kind of relation to glyph prices. So if glyphs are going for 10 gold a pop, the dust is going to go for a similar amount, or else you're not going to want to sell the dust. You're just going to sell the glyphs.
So also, there's a third leg that we haven't talked about yet, which is items that Inscription is going to be able to make that right now are like offhands, but they're also – so there's the functional like BOE-type offhands that everybody's familiar with. There's going to be a new level of those that Inscription is going to make. But Inscription is also going to be able to make more or less vendor trash items. Like, you know.
You mean RP items?
No, there's, you guys didn't see this? I think, maybe I'm wrong, but Inscription is supposed to be able to make a book that varies in value from, you know, use the same mats every time, it's on a cooldown, varies in value from like 1 gold to 1,000 gold.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that. That's, you know what I mean? Weird.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like the fishing dailies where every once in a while you fish up the statue that's a gray item worth 100 gold that's just like, oh, great, you know, freebie, 100 gold. So that might be a sink for mats for this sort of dust or these Inscription mats as well.
Can you imagine selling them on the auction house if they don't tell you how much they're worth?
Oh, my God. Well, that's like the whole note thing. There's the whole note scam, you know, where you – it's like a lottery scheme that you can do off the auction house with blank parchments.
I love that. I love I love putting a joke on them so people don't feel cheated after buying it.
I've never seen this.
You sell a plain letter, and then they buy it.
You put in trade. You know, there's 100 plain letters on the auction house. Every plain letter is worth 1 gold if you send it back. All your buyout. This was on the JMTC forums. All your buyout prices are 3 gold, and some of them are worth 500 gold. So you make more money. Like you do the math, and it's 3,000 gold net, and you're giving back 1,500.
That is dirty.
I'm talking about screwing with people's auctioneers and making them think that a plain letter is valuable and then selling it.
No. This is like
the lottery.
Yeah, it's like the next evolution of the gambling. You know how everybody got banned for doing the random roll lottery?
Yeah.
This is the next evolution of that. And
I used to sell clams. I used to tell people there could be a pearl in there. You'll have to buy it to find out.
It's the same idea, but because you can't see the message in the plain letter, you can just sell 100 plain letters, and it may or may not work. I mean, yeah, so give us feedback, listeners. That's one scheme that I heard of, and somebody said they made a killing, but I never felt like messing around. It seemed like
I would be worried that the same thing would happen to these people. I mean, obviously, there's no rule saying you can't do this, but Blizzard doesn't need a rule. The rule is they can ban anyone for no reason, and yes. People are getting banned for doing the rolling with a little casino set up in the macros, then I don't know. This is a little too risky for my taste.
It is risky. It had to do with the wording of the casino versus the selling of an item, but whatever. It seemed like a flim flam operation at best, anyways.
I know a guy that has an add-on for Texas Hold'em poker, and he plays poker for game money inside World of Warcraft. He's good. Wow. He told me that's how he made most of his money. There's a couple of auctioneers who are good at the auction house but bad at poker, or worse than him at poker. And he's got over 100,000 now.
Look at him. He should go on PokerStars.
Wow. You want to
start getting into emails here? Or?
Yeah, we're probably about halfway through.
Did we hit all our topics everyone wanted to cover?
Yeah, the first email goes into some concrete Inscription advice anyway, so it's a nice segue.
All right. Who wants to read it?
Maxadoodle of Anatheron, I think I'm saying all this right, on US, says, "Hey guys, hi guys." You don't have to say that twice, by the way. You can say it once. I know you love us. "Great podcast, and thanks for your time and effort." You're welcome. Here's my question. With Inscription changing so much in the 4.0 patch, which is coming soon, the downloader is up now, should I be stocking up on herbs, glyphs, or inks, or all three? Or should I be trying to liquidate any all of them before 4.0? Thanks. Well, don't say thank you. We haven't answered yet. But my advice for you is don't stockpile so much as just keep it flowing. You know, keep buying, keep selling, keep it moving. Don't have huge stockpiles. If you're going to stockpile inks, like we just said, don't stockpile Ink of the Sea by themselves. Exchange them in, have a stockpile of everything. Glyphs, maybe like five of each. I wouldn't go too nuts. Herbs, totally up to you. Mid-level herbs could be huge in Cataclysm. They could be super easy to farm because everyone can fly. Who knows? But general rule of thumb, don't stockpile. Keep it moving. Keep selling and buying.
Yeah, I'm going to second that. I'm going to say if you're going to go and if you do plan on making sure that you have the ability to make glyphs without having to buy anything in Cataclysm, at least for the first little bit, then go and trade all your Ink of the Sea down now. Not all of it, but like, you know, figure out the number of types of ink. Trade down approximately so that at the end of it, you've got about the same amount of everything. That'll serve you well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys said it. Yeah.
It's not fair to be the third person. It's really not.
It's yeah.
You can get the next email, though.
I was going to say, yeah, Jimmy, the next one's all yours then.
Cynic writes, like many other players, I've followed the advice of many different gold blogs and started stocking up for the release of Cataclysm. My problem is that I never do anything half-assed. When I do something, I do it big. Yeah, that's how I do things, too. Hence, my first question, how much stock is too much stock? I'm on a medium populated server, 13,000. I don't know if he means populated. He must mean gold. 13,000 gold. And I'm worried that I stocked, farmed too much. Here's what I have. 358 netherweave bags, 900 plus rare quality gems uncut, 1300 in quality gems uncut, 600 serenite bars, 1000 cobalt bars, 825 mithril bars, 411 adamantite ores, a crap ton of leather. Yeah, we're going to
just start using leather. Yeah, you could just say crap ton of basically every commodity in the game.
Yeah, every mining and leather commodity. That's a metric crap ton for all you people in Europe.
Or Canada.
Yeah, so just a lot of everything. Many, many times I've heard you say that there is never too much when it comes to stocking, but there has to be a cost. So, yeah, there is too much, actually. My main market and moneymaker is rare quality gems. What do you guys see happening in the gem market in regards to the addition of new gems? Will rare and current epic gem prices dip when new epic gems hit the market? Will the prices remain about the same? Okay, so does he have too much? When is too much? And what about gems?
Well, we just talked about most of this in the beginning of the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did. I think that, though, I mean, he's talking about just generally from the figures that he gave us, he has too much stock right now.
He does. Well, just okay, so some of this is going to age very well. Those bags, unless they introduce an equivalently cheap bag, those will age very well.
Yes.
His serenite, cobalt, and adamantite are all going to age extremely well. Serenite, we talked about last week. Cobalt is going to sell to levelers, too. Maybe not that much. I'm not sure you should have stocked
a thousand bars. There's a thousand of them. So this is worth noting that is a very long-term investment
right. to make off of. Well, what that means is for the next 6 months, anytime anybody levels blacksmithing past Wrath of the Lich King and is looking for cobalt, he's going to have it. And if he's the cheapest one up there and he's expensive, more expensive than he bought it for, then, hey, maybe it's worth the bank space. It's better than having empty spots in your bank space if you've got money. And, you know, because money's just going to go down in value. If you've got 100,000 gold now in Cataclysm, that you know how right now sort of the upper limit for anything that you want to buy sort of vanity for Raider, like, oh, I want Lightbringer's Tabard or whatever. It's usually about 100, 200,000. That's going to go way up. And all the prices for all the standard rating stuff is going to go way up. So inflation is going to basically cut your money in half in Cataclysm anyways. So the adamantite ore, I would suspect he actually asked what to do with this. I'm going to go ahead and advise anybody that has adamantite, just go ahead and prospect it now. And they just keep selling it. The demand is going to skyrocket in Cataclysm, but don't stop buying and selling it now.
I like to call that the Golden Draenite Lottery, but it's worth it. It really is. It really is worth it.
Yeah, Golden Draenite is just ridiculous. Like I buy a stack of adamantite ore for 40 gold, and I sell Golden Draenite for 40 gold.
Oh, 40 yep. gold.
That's... Sometimes.
It's for levelers. It depends on how many people are doing it.
They only need like 10, and if it's all there, and they're just like, "Wow, this is the 10 that I need," and it, I mean, not always 40 gold. Sometimes
it's also for the carpet, isn't it? Aren't they required for the carpet? The flight mount.
Didn't know that.
I don't know about that. I don't think. Well, if it is, that's odd because that's a Wrath of the Lich King thing. But I'll take a stab at this. The bags, awesome. Always going to sell. I don't think you even need to stockpile them more than a 200 for the release of Cataclysm. Maybe 358 is a little too much. You can start selling those off if you want. Get some more capital if you only have 13K. I disagree with the rare and uncommon gems. I think they're going to have a flat, steady price. Maybe like 4 gold a piece. And in the beginning, they will just bottom out at like a 50 silver, a gold a piece. People will just be vendoring this crap. Because levelers, there's just too much supply right now. I prospect a Saronite, a stack of Saronite ore, and I end up with like 9 gems. I mean, there's just, it's going to be a long term. This is long term investing right there. Saronite bars, love it. Cobalt bars, I disagree with these guys. I think that's an awesome investment.
I agree with that.
We both said it was good. You listen to the same podcast?
You guys said you didn't think 1,000 was good. Look, you're looking at long term steady income for the rest of the expansion.
No. 1,000 bars? 1,000 bars?
Yeah.
That's only...
Well, at least on my tiny server. He's on a medium server. I mean,
that's 50 stacks, eh?
Yeah, it's true. You're right. But I'm saying he can slowly sell them for 6 months, you know?
Yeah. Or he could quickly sell them as all the Worgens turn level 75.
True. Now, this is where I start to disagree big time with you. Gems, I don't like because you have to wait a long time before those really start to sell it.
Before you go down that list, yeah, inflation. But before you go down that list, I want to ask you something about gems because you're in the market and I'm not.
Okay.
What's going to happen to Wrath of the Lich King eye level blue gems? So let's say you got 18 strength
red gems. Zero. Gem. They're going to be worth nothing. Look at Burning Crusade gems right now.
Right. Now, is there any truth to something I remember hearing somebody else mention that they might put a limit on the level of gear that you... Like, they might make it so that the gear that you have in Cataclysm requires, or not requires, but they might make it so you can't put Cataclysm blue quality gems into older gear.
No, I don't think people will change. I don't think people are going to, unless they're twinks, I don't think people are going to do it because you're just looking to put something in your gear to make it better than the last piece.
Right, but what I heard was that it would make it so that the equivalent of the new
for
strength,
example. Only you can only put a TBC gem in a TBC piece of gear.
No, I got you. I get what you're saying. I still say if I was leveling an alt, I know I'm replacing the gear soon. I'm not going to do that unless BOA gear doesn't have gem slots though. So I don't see why I would. You can level so fast in the game. Why would you put blue gems?
Okay, so even green gems. I mean, I guess what I was asking wasn't specifically about blue or green. It was about, is the fact that there's a possibility that we won't be able to use this new level of gems on older gear. Is that going to play a part? If you haven't heard anything about this, then I might just be misremembering.
I think you're right. I just think rare quality gems will still be worth nothing. They'll be worth their vendor values, basically, because people are just going to vendor them. Uncommon will be where it's at. Okay. They will sell. Just like Burning Crusade, Uncommon still sell. I just don't see people min-maxing that much while they're leveling.
No, you're absolutely right.
I agree. And even if what you're saying, Euripides, is true, I think that's just a further argument to keep to stack Saronite ore instead. I just keep it as ore. And if, oh my gosh, there's a windfall in Lich King rare blue quality gems, then you turn your ore into gems. You know, you prospect it.
Fair enough.
Keep your options open.
Good idea.
One, real quick, before we leave this email, I wanted to disagree on something. This mid-level stuff, the mithril bars, the rugged leather, thick leather, not hide leather, totally disagree with stacking this. You have no idea how easy it will be for a level 85 to farm things in the old world. So it's just not worth it. It's just not smart to have mid-level stuff right now. Sell that crap now. That's my advice.
Yeah, if he has a market for it. But if you crash the market, he should start selling it now, but don't release it all into the market at once.
He can if you want to be a jerk, but yeah.
Well, no, it would be a jerk for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, sell it slow. You know, play it smart. Don't flood the market.
Well, I mean, if you flood that. That's the thing. I mean, if you flood the market, you're hurting yourself more than anything else because you have to pay for all those unsold auctions.
Yeah, and plus people like to undercut when they see a bunch of auctions up. Is supply and demand really happens? People see a bunch of auctions and they think, okay, time to dump. You know, I'm going to take advantage of this. It's really true. But you got the next ones, Euripides.
Oh, that's right. BB&T writes...
Great name.
I'm not sure I get it.
I don't either.
Oh, okay. I consider myself to be a successful auctioneer and gold maker on a very competitive rating and PvP server. He says he's the Louis Vuitton of his server, selling between 25 and 50 netherweave bags a day, along with spell threads and enchanting scrolls. And he's never without gold. I like that. Louis Vuitton.
That kind of makes him like more the Ann Taylor. That's not really like Louis Vuitton is high end. I mean, he's kind of catering to the masses, isn't he?
I was going to say, if he's selling bags, though, I mean, the Harris Pilton would probably be.
Touche.
Anyways, most of what he makes is not needed by his guild. They're well progressed. They do 10 and 25 ICC. They provide everything like fish, feasts, flasks, potions. All of the buff foods go to the guild and fish fees, as well as also he sends everything he cooks to the guild, and so do other cooks in the guild. He never makes money off of cooking except for savory deviant delight. Their alchemists work their tails off to make flasks and pots. And he started thinking the other night that in the 12 hours of raiding he does each week, he uses 12 Frostworm flasks on his server. That's about 120 gold. Upwards of 8 to 9 casters and healers in combination. That's 950 to 1100 gold per week that they're taking away from their alchemists as a caster group, not including flasks for melee and tanks. He personally runs through at least half to a full stack of fish feasts each night during progression. Individual fish feasts sell for 6 gold on his server. Do you think you can make money on raid consumables when you are a raider? Listening to you guys for as long as I have, I get the feeling that one of you isn't a raider at all. One of you is more PvP focused, and the other guys I've heard on the podcast make it sound like each raider is responsible for their own consumables during the raid. What can alchemists that are not transmute spec do to make money when they're in a raiding environment where all their flasks go to the giant? Why did I say giant? To the guild. What can cooks do as well? Okay, I'm going to take a stab at that. I'm not sure who he was talking about, but I run a guild. It's a raiding guild. We do ICC. Well, you know, it's a new raiding guild. We did it because our old raiding guild evaporated after once they heard about how cool Cataclysm was going to be. And we provide flasks. We provide food. We provide potions, sort of. We provide repair money. And yeah, it takes a huge amount of money, but it's all coming from sales of BOE. So I don't actually ask any of my raiders to contribute except for to let me use their cooldowns or let me use our trade skills. They keep their own cooldowns. They can sell whatever they want on the auction house. You know, needless to say, on a server of my size, you know, the people who tend to apply to my guild know what I do for fun, and they tend to play the auction house so they can talk shop with me in guild chat. So yeah, the people in my guild are pretty wealthy on average.
That must be the PvP guy.
I'm assuming.
I have no more use for this guy. No, I'm just kidding. I would say Frostworms. I mean, you're looking at this. You're like, okay, this is what I use. I really enjoy using this stuff. I have to use this stuff. Ever think about selling it? Yeah, go ahead and sell it. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're saying, hey, this is what we use. Other people probably use this. Maybe I should sell to them. Do it. Try it out.
Hold on. I think his alchemists farm for the mats that they have to use in guild. I think that's the situation.
Oh.
Why not just buy the mats and make them yourself, and then with the leftover mats, go sell on the auction house and make up for the whole business, whole process.
The margins on flasks are pretty slim.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Including the 20% alchemy bonus, the margins are 5 to 10% at most, and that's sort of universal across all the servers, just because it's so easy to get into that market. So my answer is, if you're an alchemist and you're trying to get into that market, and you have to farm your own herbs or whatever, and if that's what your guild is really asking of you, then first of all, I consider trying to find another guild who actually sells their BOEs or their primordials and doesn't just use them for a guild progression. You know, and yes, you make a slight sacrifice in terms of progression, but on the other hand, you get the advantage that you don't have to farm as much as you raid.
Well, why not? Why don't you make gold with other things and use that to pay for this? I mean, you could use a transmute spec alchemist. We've talked 9 ways to Sunday how to make money with that. why don't you make money that way? And then instead of having to farm, you can spend it on these items.
Yeah. I don't
know. Money's worth the same thing all around, so go make it with something else and spend it on raiding. That's perfectly legitimate way to play the game.
I think that the parameters that he set in his question kind of limit the answers, because he doesn't want he wants a non-transmute spec alchemist that has to contribute all his flasks to his guild.
What does he mean by that? All his flasks? Does that mean everything he can farm? Does that mean
I think he goes out and farms like crazy and makes flasks for the guild and uses his transmute spec for the guild. And you know, if that's your situation.
But does everybody have to do that, or just him?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's not really all that clear. It makes me think that from the way his email's worded, it looks like everybody does it. But you know, if that's the way you're going to ask the question, you're kind of already determining the answer, which is that there's not much you can do at all.
Yeah, if your guild's taking your lunch, we can tell you how to get more lunch. Do something other than alchemy.
Yeah, but level another tune.
You can do older stuff. You can make one of those giant growth potions, drink one, and then go outside the auction house and say, anybody want one of these? You know, that's one way to make some money. No, seriously, you sell them 10 gold a pop.
Yeah, that usually works. I bought one once.
See?
Oh, what? I was wearing a tux. I'm like, I wonder what a human looks like when he's 10 feet tall in a tux. I know.
There is that. But I would call that a niche market, maybe.
Niche market. It's more fun. More fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. But basically, if you get to the point where you're a transmute spec alchemist and your guild says, great, your cooldown belongs to us, you're kind of sunk. I mean,
I think he's flask spec. That's the issue. He's flask spec, and he's farming for them. So my answer would be buy mats, sell them on the auction, sell the flasks in the auction house, and then if you want to keep farming for your guild, farm for your guild. But if you buy mats and sell the flasks in the auction house, assuming with the 20% yield bonus that you get from your transmute specialty, that there is money in that, then you can use that to buy more mats instead of farming.
I have some beef with your guild, too, because like Euripides said, I mean, if you're a decent guild and you're getting BOEs, they sell for so much now. I mean, a drop off a boss is worth 8K, 4K gold. Why does anyone in your guild have to farm? So I think you should
wag your finger at them. They might have a huge stockpile for Cataclysm, maybe. I don't know about your state of your guild bank. But I'll tell you one thing. When I started my guild, I invested almost 100,000 gold into it, just dropped it into the G-Bank and said, here, this is for repairs and flasks. And it never went – it went below that briefly before we started raiding. But it never went – it's up – you know, after a certain point, I just took the money back. I'm like, clearly, I'm not needed here. I'm going to go back to just doing DPS and letting somebody else run the raid.
Well, people are responsible. A lot of raiders, the min-maxers anyway, are pretty responsible about making their own money and taking care of themselves, and they only go to the guild when they need it. I mean, that's a good guild, you know? So maybe you should look into finding a new guild.
Maybe.
Your guild leader is going to love this podcast.
Or if not, yeah, if you don't want to do that, hold on, let me just say, you point some of your guild in the direction of some of the various WoW gold-making websites and podcasts, to have them listen to.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, oh, sorry. But, I mean, just to change the focus of your guild, because rather than have everybody spend all their time and effort making items for the guild, it would generally be more profitable for them to spend that time and effort making money and figuring out your markets and then giving gold back to your guild.
And the other thing here is that people who have to farm to raid they tend to perform less well, because that means that they have to spend more hours in front of a computer screen, less hours in front of their family, and it's generally if you're honestly farming can be done by anybody. No, I'm not kidding.
So true. No,
it's
you're
really
100%
true.
Correct.
I never thought of it. Right.
Like as a guild leader, you're managing people. You're not managing DPS. You're not managing tanks. You're not managing flasks. You're not managing money. You're managing people. And the more time those people spend working on active fights, the better. And the answer is not to have a couple of people farm for everybody, because then, you know, at that point, you're not providing flasks for everybody. You're just taking them from some people and giving them to somebody else.
It's like Robin Hood.
Yeah, except you take it from the poor and giving to the rich.
Indeed. So is the next one mine or yours, Marco? It's yours, right?
I can take a stab at six.
Well, maybe we should actually get Jim to do this, because he's in, even though it's ridiculous, he's in Jim's guild, even though Jim's guild has 5,000 people in it.
Oh, we don't gosh. Nepotism.
You live in New York City? Do you know anybody else who lives in New York City? Yeah. So, yes, AIE has about, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 different tune names in it. So, but I'll take it. I've never met this individual. Six. Hey, guys, this is Six, an unholy death knight from the Earthen Ring in AIE.
I hope he's feeling better.
Touché.
I love the show and the blogs you all maintain. They provide great info on gold-making strategies, but quite honestly, it's been tough to focus lately. Although I have most professions maxed and a little bit of capital, I have absolutely no time anymore. I can still log on every other day for 10 minutes or so, but real life has reared its ugly head at me with business trips, my daughter starting kindergarten, parent meetings, sleep training our son. You have to train a kid to sleep? I thought they just did that.
They do that, but you can train them to sleep in a more convenient fashion.
Take a club. Take a club and smack.
Peter Griffin moment.
Oh, gosh.
Six. Continuing. Now I have about 18,000 gold and the following professions maxed. Mining, herbalism, skinning, blacksmithing, tailoring, alchemy with transmute spec, leatherworking, jewel crafting, and, of course, cooking and fishing. That's basically everything.
Of course, cooking and
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I have yet to power level inscription engineering, but I do have the capacity to do so with my army of alts. Yeah, don't worry about that yet. Do you have any advice on what I should specifically concentrate on in my basically, he's got up to an hour a week. Right now, I do my daily gem transmute, run an age scan, post a few gems, collect my gold and unsold items. Then my time is up. Should I be spending my time elsewhere? Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
I'm going to answer first, because I'm actually in a very similar situation. I do have more than an hour a week, but I do not scan the auction house.
Oh, that's true. I see that. Well done. I get it. But tell why.
I don't care. I don't care what the data is. I don't care about the whole auction house. All I care about is what I'm selling or what I'm buying.
Five things, five or six spots.
Yep.
I'm in a similar situation right now, too, Sex. I totally understand. I mean, I get on for 20 minutes a week. I take a few screenshots for the blog, and I log off. But honestly, if you want to make some gold, like Euripides said, that was an awesome point. Get rid of the whole scan. You've been playing this game for how long in Wrath of the Lich King? You know what sells. You have every profession maxed. Do all your cooldowns. Do your Titan Steel. Do your Alchemy cooldowns. And if you have an army of alts and you're feeling really gutsy, make each one of them an alchemist and then fill out the rest of the professions. No, seriously, it's like...
No. That's bad advice.
You want free gold?
Right there. Hold on a second. It costs 2,000 gold at least to level alchemy up to 450.
Too late in the expansion. 6 months ago, yes.
And that's 20 days of
I'm thinking ahead. Okay, I'm just playing when I said that. If in an ideal world, we'd all have that. But no, you know what sells already. Do a couple of each thing. Don't do a lot of any one thing. You'll diversify well. Do your cooldowns. You've got it made. You can play that way because of all the professions you have. You don't need to grind things up and level characters. You're already done. Just have some fun. You know, don't think of it as a job where you got to log in and, oh, I got to wait for my thing to finish, my scan. Now I have to see what everything's priced at, bid on things. No, you know what sells. Go with your gut and just play for an hour. Have some fun.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is, you know, I know that his time is broken up into increments across the week, so he's got like an hour throughout the week. So just pick one market that you think is within your capacity to understand and that will make you money with just that limited amount of playtime. So I know I'm always saying this, pick one market, but do it. I mean, and on Earthen Ring, it could very well be tailoring. It's probably not alchemy. It could be blacksmithing or jewel crafting, though. And just pick a few items that you like to make, you know, and that you can make and generate within that hour, and just focus on those. You know, if it's a certain gems, whatever.
Let's say, for sake of argument, Titan Steel. Even though I'm sure Titan Steel is beaten to death on your server. Let's say, for sake of argument, that there was money to be made at Titan Steel. What this would mean is that you use the 10 minutes per day that you have, and you expand it by using a lot of AFK time. So you you have to be there for 100% of the buying time, but you don't have to be there when you're picking stuff up from mail. You just click collect all and walk away, let the game go AFK on you. You know, when once you go ahead and smelt your Serenite or transmute to your Titanium or smelt your Titan Steel, all that stuff, it takes, you know, between 10, 30, 15 minutes, depending on what stage you're at and how much you're doing. But, you know, you walk in, you set it up, which takes time and effort, and then you click, you know, do everything, and then you walk away, and then your game AFKs you. And when you're finished crafting, after 5 minutes or so, you log out from inactivity. And then when you come home, then, you know, the next time you come to the computer, you're staring at your login screen saying you've been disconnected. That's fine. Those were some productive hours before your computer just went on, you know, sort of AFK for a bit.
Indeed. And I think that the items that you're going to find the most value for are going to be the most generic types of items. So things like Euripides said, Titan Steel, Infinite Dust, you know, equivalents like that. You're going to have a tougher time selling specific gems than you will a real generic item like Infinite Dust, just because of the demand. And so try and work out a scheme where you find a stack size and price that's profitable. So maybe everybody sells Infinite Dust in stacks of 5 and 1 and 20, but you find that you can sell stacks of 2 and 3, and you go on and you post 5 stacks of 2 and 3 each once a day, 2 minutes of posting time, lather, rinse, repeat. It's easy.
He didn't mention anything about enchanting, did he?
No, he did not. After all that, he did not say
enchanting. That's the one he left out.
Okay, well, so
if he has enchanting.
Bags are, he says he has tailoring. Bags is an equivalent thereof, you know, posting the different kinds of bags or skinning, you know, Arctic furs in different stacks, things like that.
Yep. All right. So I think we've been going at this for over an hour now, so I guess that's going to have to wrap us up. You guys have been listening to episode 16 of the Call to Auction podcast. This is Euripides from WoW Insider and OTPS.
He just can't believe we're at that high, you know, it's just brings a tear to my eye. This is Marco from JustMyTwoCopper.org and obviously this lovely podcast.
And this is Big Jim from Phase3Profit.net.
Don't forget, guys, I'm taking Euripides' line. Don't forget our email is calltoauction@gmail.com. That's calltoauction@gmail.com. Will you answer the call? And check out our site at calltoauction.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and also it's not that I can't believe we've gotten this far. It's that when we do our new show notes, we do it save as writing. So this is inevitably the part that gets lost in translation.
We're lucky it doesn't say episode 4.
Yeah.
You should do it like this. Thanks for listening to episode 16.
Next time,
Ron Burgundy style.
You guys can find us on iTunes by searching for Call to Auction. Somebody's got to say till next time.
Until next time, podcasters, thanks a lot. It's been a thin slice of heaven.
Speaking of Ron Burgundy, on my other show, I had this thing where somebody, the same problem actually, was the episode wasn't updated. And then I ended up making a joke that I'm like, Ron Burgundy, I will just say it. And then Frostheim just started adding like the word druid randomly into my line.
I like that. Never change, I don't wanna solve my jam. Right. Dead wood, where my last alive, and my pride should reside. My countdown is coming down on me, but change is never easy.
I'm gonna go gank Alliance doing the No Morrigan thing.
I hate you so much.
Oh, that's a
dude,
great idea.
My gear sucks. If I kill anyone, it's their own damn fault.
What are you talking about? Aren't you in like Furious Gladiator? Like
Probably your Gladiator.
I'm in. I think it's pretty much season 7 gear.
What? Really?
I still have some season 6. No, I stopped playing. I mean, you get Gladiator, and then you don't care anymore. Just play for fun.
So what you're saying is that if one of us were to change servers, I would totally melt your face.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Oh, don't say it's on the podcast. I would get destroyed. Also with the changes to resilience, like resilience is so much more valuable. I'm better off wearing a full resil set than I am. Like
how much do you have?
Like 600.
Oh yeah. I would rip you to shreds.
It would be a battle, because I know my stuff. After me, what's